Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha, Jaya Girivadhari, Jaya Girivadhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha.
Donna Kelly, you play a little.
Jaya Girivadhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha, Jaya Girivadhari, Jaya Girivadhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha, Jaya Girivadhari, Jaya Girivadhari. Yashoda Nandana, Jaya Braja Janaranjana, Jaya Braja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana, Jaya Braja Janaranjana, Jaya Braja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Vana Chai, Jai Kunja Bihari, Yamuna Tira Vana Chai, Jai Kunja Bihari, Yamuna Tira Vana Chai, Jai Kunja Bihari. Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava, Jana Vallabha, Jaya Girivadhari, Jaya Girivadhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha, Jaya Girivadhari.
Vishnupad Paramahamsa Pariyajikacharya Shota Shota Shishimad. His Divine Grace Shilesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Pariyajikacharya Shota Shota Shishimad. His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki. Grantara Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki. Gaura Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shishi, Guru, and Garanga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So if everyone can repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Om Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. So today we're covering a little bit of chapter 9. We were speaking earlier on chapter 9, so we thought, why not keep it? Chapter 9 is called what? What's the name of chapter 9? Most confidential knowledge. You were here earlier, too, isn't it? You weren't here? Oh, okay. Someone was here earlier, so they already asked that question. Most confidential knowledge. Does anybody know what is the Sanskrit name of that chapter? Sometimes different Baladeva Dibhusha and Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, they gave different chapter names. It's not always the same. But generally, it is called Raja Guya Yoga, or Raja Vidya, King of Knowledge, King of Secrets, Most Confidential Knowledge. So what does Raja mean? King, yes. So actually the chapter is divided into four sections, and the acronym for that explains the conversation flow is K-I-N-G. So verses 1 through 3 discuss knowledge. Krishna is going to give some glorification to increase your appetite. No? Sometimes you go to your friend's house for a nice dinner, or sometimes you go to a restaurant, they give you something just to get your appetite started. Some little snack. If it's a little spicy, then you want to eat some more, isn't it? In Ayurveda, sometimes they finish with the sweet because then you become satisfied. That is the psychological quality of madhurya, become satisfied, sweet. But spicy increases the fire. Okay, you want to put something else in. So Krishna is giving some little indication of what he's about to speak on. And it's special qualities of the topic. And the topic is bhakti. The Vedas are said to be 1 lakh times 1 lakh shlokas. How much is that? 1 billion verses. Who has the time to read 1 billion verses? Anybody have enough time to do that? And that's the Vedas that are on planet Earth. So the essence of the Vedas is the Bhagavad Gita. As Lord Shiva has nicely exclaimed, that Lord Krishna is, what was Lord Krishna's profession? Cowherd boy. So the Vedas are the cow. Krishna is the cowherd boy. Arjuna is the calf. You know, when you put the cow and the calf together, and the cowherd boy, then you can take out the milk. So the milk or the cream of the Vedas is Bhagavad Gita. So all those billion verses are summed up. Now, when the king goes somewhere, does he go alone? He has his entourage. They surround him. But the essence is in the middle. So the Pav Bhaji of the Bhagavad Gita is chapter 7 through chapter 12. That's the essence. And the essence of the essence of the middle six chapters, because the first six chapters speak about karma yoga primarily, and primarily the latter six chapters, 13 through 18, speak about jnana yoga. And so the middle six chapters speak about the essence, bhakti yoga. And the essence of the middle six chapters is what? 9 and 10. Because if you have 18 chapters, where does the middle land? 9 and 10. And the most essential of all the chapters, chapter 9 is most essential. If any of you, how many of you have done, or attempted to do Bhakti Sastri course? I have attempted, but I don't like online study, especially some nice spiritual subject. Online study is not as fun as the actual being together with devotees. So they'll ask you to memorize important verses of the Bhagavad Gita. And I believe they give you 40-50 verses to memorize. Maybe, but 50% of them are chapter 9. So you can understand how essential it is. So it's the essence of the essence of the essence. So chapter 9, Krishna says, Idam tu te guyatamam prabakshami anasuyave jnanabhigyana sahitam yajgatpa mukshasheshubhat. He says, O Arjuna, I'm going to speak this guyatamam. What is guya? Gupta. What does that mean? Secret. But he's saying it, right? Why are we giving it out? It's a secret. But take some qualification, because he says, Gani Gana Sahitam, he says, Anasuyave. There is some qualification, although it is a secret. You know, you need the passcode. And the passcode means you have to be Anasuya. What is Anasuya? I know some of you know this one. Anasuya means non-envious, not jealous. Jnanavijnana sahitam, obtaining this knowledge and realization, yajgyatva, knowing this, mokshashe subhat, you'll be free from all inauspicious things. Baladeva Vidyabhushan says the word jnana here specifically means bhakti. What is one way to define the word knowledge? Give any definition, any definition. What you know. So the word knowledge, one way to define is that by which something can be known. You know, if you have this, then you can know something, you know. Knowledge is that by which something can be known. Now, Krishna, what do you need to know Krishna? Bhakti. So in this chapter, in that first verse, the word jnana primarily means bhakti, because that's the only thing that can reveal him. You can study many books, but he won't reveal himself just if you study books. So, yajgatva mokshasheshuvat. So this is verse 1. Verse 2, he says, Raja vijya rajaguyam pavitram idam utamam pratyakshavagamam dharmyam susukam kartam avyayam. So Raja vijya is king of education. Rajaguyam, most secret. Now, how many universities out there can you learn that you're not this material body? Is there any universities where you can go and study the difference between the body and the soul? In fact, if you enter the university, by the time you leave, chances are you will become more bodily conscious and more concerned how to protect this body of yours and the identity that you have claimed upon yourself. So, now, is that what chapter 9 is about? No. That is chapter 2. Very beginning of Bhagavad Gita, you're not the body. So that is called guya. And then chapter 7 and 8, the deals start to begin to reveal devotional service. That is called guyatara, more secrets. And then chapter 9 is called guyatamam, most secret. Because it's surpassing the knowledge that you're not this body. One thing is to learn what you are not. For example, if you thought you were a poodle and you're running around neighborhood barking at everyone, then you realize you're not a poodle, but then you have to realize what you are. Knowing what you're not is one step, but knowing what you are is the next step. So Krishna begins to describe the actual nature of the self, and that can be taken further and further and further. So he says, Rajavijaya Rajaguyam Pavitram. It is purifying. If you take up devotional service, it is purifying. Pavitram. Pavitram idam uttamam and supreme. It is the highest of all yoga process. Pratyaksha vagamam dharmyam susukam kartam avyayam. Does anybody know what this word pratyaksha means? Means something you directly perceive. If I were to tell you that if you eat 15 samosas, it will make your hunger go away. Now, do you have to wait to finish those samosas for your hunger to go away? Or is it something you're directly experiencing along the process? Yes. What happens? What happens if you eat samosas? Do you feel your belly filling up? Yes. Automatically. You don't have to believe, I hope in the future when I finish 15 samosas, my belly will be filled up. No. Automatically, it is directly perceived. With each bite, one is becoming more and more satisfied and full. Hunger is reducing and reducing and reducing. Bhakti parineshtuana bhava vraktir anyacha chaisha chika eka kala. With each step, this is happening. So Krishna says, the special thing about this bhakti, Hare Krishna, is that it is directly perceived. Don't have to wait till you die to experience the joys of bhakti. Pratyaksha vagamam dharmyam susukam kartam avayam. So we're going to invite all of you to a trip to the Himalayas. But there's one catch. Everyone who chooses to go must spend 13 hours each day in their underwear, sitting in the ice river, flowing down the mountain, meditating. Anybody want to go? We have to do this only for like 15 to 20 years. The next 15 to 20 years, we'll go. You won't have any food. You just pick leaves and whatever, leaves you can find in the Himalayas. Then we will go to the Rajasthani desert. We'll put fires all around and you sit in meditation. Who's signing up? So Krishna says, this bhakti is so susukam kartamavya, very joyfully performed. You don't have to do all that stuff. How hard is it to cook some nice rice, dal, paneer sabji, roti, chapati, samosa, rasgulla, rasmalais, sandesh, sampapri, cham cham, jalebi, offer it to Krishna, and then eat what he leaves for you? How hard is that to do? Very easy. So Krishna says, this is very easily done, very happily done. You don't have to sit there in your underwear in the ice river, in the tips of the Himalayas. You say, I'm going to be blue like Krishna because you're sitting in the ice water. Quick way. I'm not going to get the Sarupya Mukti. I'm just going to go there and turn blue just by sitting in the ice river. That is not necessary. Ashradanana purusha dharmasyasya parantapa praptamam nivartante mityu samsaravartme. This is verse 3. So when we ask, it's so easy, then why doesn't everybody in this world get liberated? And so Krishna says, one actually has to have trust in him, have faith in him. For those who don't have faith, they will stay in this world life after life after life. How is that fair? One may ask. So this world is a place for those who are apathetic towards Krishna. And so if you're apathetic towards Krishna, he is apathetic towards you. He has created a fully just world, but he won't interfere to help you in various situations unless you are his devotee. So what is the next letter? I. The acronym is KING. So I stands for inconceivable relationships. So in this next section of verses, Krishna describes how everything is within him and everything is not within him, and he is not within everything. This is a very confusing statement. All beings are in me. All beings are not in me. And I am not in them. So Krishna is speaking about his inconceivable opulence. How he is nachamatani karmani. He is not bound by the actions of this world. He has a specific type of shakti. Satya sankalpana shakti. Meaning that whatever he desires comes into effect. So I will say the verses. Mayatatam midam sarvam jagat avyaktamurtinamat starava sarva bhutani nachaham teshtu vashyata nachamatstani bhutami paschame yoga maisharam bhutabhitana bhutashto mamata bhuta bhavana yatakashchastito nityan vairasarvata gomahan tatasarvani bhutani matstani upadarya sarva bhutani kantya prakatiyanti mamakam kapakshaye panastani kapadau vishyajamyaham Prakritam shvam avashtabhya vishyajami puna punaha buddhagramam idam kritsnam avasham pakater vashat nachamantani karmani nibadananti dala nibadananti nibadananti nachamantani karmani nibadananti I have to get up dananjaya man asinam mat let me that one is rusty. Nachamantani karmani nibalananti dananjaya udasinadvad asinam ashaktam teshu karmashu. So Krishna here is describing his inconceivable relationship that Lord Chaitanya has fully expounded upon. What is the term for Krishna's inconceivable relationship with living entities and with matter, with prakriti? That is described by Lord Chaitanya. What is the name of that? Achincha Beda Beda Tattva. Simultaneously one and different. So simultaneously, this is also Krishna. And simultaneously, this is also not Krishna. He is inconceivably one and different from his creation. And so Krishna is saying, Vishyajami Puna Punaha. It is again, the world merges into his body, and then it comes out at the time of dissolution, and again it's created and created, yet he has nothing to do with it. Just by his will alone. So, Prabhupada has given an example of this. Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, he said, I am just an insignificant human being. But this ISKCON society, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, so many temples are being sprouting from all around the world. And all of this is done because of my disciples' love for me. So I'm not doing anything. So Krishna, in the same way, he's saying that this prakriti, it works under his direction, but he's actually not bound by the supervision. He says, I'm seated as if neutral. He's not fully neutral, because if you say he's neutral, that means he cannot do anything in this material world. He cannot move any pieces at all. Then he has nothing to do with it. No, as if neutral. But he has created a fully just system. But sometimes he comes and interacts and has his place in things. So he says, just by my adhyaksha, my eyes, by my supervision, maya dakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetunanena kunteya jigat vipari vartate. So he's the cause behind everything just by his supervision. So that is I, inconceivable relationship. So what's the next letter? N. So N stands for non-devotional worship. So Krishna is here saying that if you follow this path of bhakti, you must have some trust in me. So what about people who don't trust you but are interested in spiritual pursuits? What is their result? If someone is interested in religiosity, but they're still on the karmic level, then they get karmic results. If they're mixed, get mixed results. And if they're in devotion, they get the full result, pure result. So in this section, Krishna talks about non-devotional worship. Avajananti mam mudha manusham dhanam ashrita param bhavam janato mama bhuta maheshwaram. So avajananti mam mudha. What does mudha mean? Fool. Murko. Actually, one time, a devotee was distributing books in the Chicago O Hare Krishna Airport. You know this O Hare Krishna Airport? So this, and while he was there, there was one Indian gentleman who was a born-again Christian. So he took it as his duty to make sure that no Bhagavad Gitas went to anybody's hand. So he was trying to stop any type of distribution of Bhagavad Gita. He would try to create some disturbance. And so the devotee was getting more and more frustrated. And the devotee said, "You're Muda." And he became so angry. Oh, he was so upset. So he ran and grabbed the security guard. And so the security guard, he said, "He called me a Muda." I don't know. And he was so upset. The security guard said, "Hey, sir, you're going to have to leave." So here Krishna uses this word a lot, Muda. So avajananti mam mudha manusham tanam ashrita. So what is manusha? Manava deho. Bengla bote? Manava deho. Manusha. So it says avajananti mam mudha manusham tanam ashrita. The fools, they deride me when I descend in this human-like form. Param bhavam ajananto. They do not know of my power or my origin. What is my situation? Param bhavam ajananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. Nor that I am the Lord of all things, of all creatures. Mogasya moga karma no moga jnana vichetasa rakshasim asuram chaiva prakritam mohinam shritaha. Thus, such persons, their hopes, mogasha, moga karma no, their fruitive results, moga jnana, their hopes to attain great results from spiritual knowledge, all of it fails. The Srimad Bhagavatam states that without bhakti, even the other processes such as jnana, yoga, karma yoga, without the element of bhakti, you cannot at all achieve the result. There has to be the element of bhakti. Mogasya, that's what this verse is about. Mogasya moga jnana, moga karmano, moga jnana vichetasa, rakshasam suram chaiva, prakritim mohinam shrita. And thus, people also eventually take to the rashashik asuric nature. So then he contrasts this. Mahatmanastu mamparta daivam prakritim ashrita. But the great souls, does he say the great politicians? What is Mahatma? Someone who sacrifices his life for the sake of his Indian countrymen? No. Krishna defines Mahatma very differently than how we've been using that word. He says, Mahatmanastu mamparta daivam prakritim ashrita. Is that person who takes shelter of Krishna's divine spiritual nature, takes shelter of Shrimati Radharani. Daivam Prakritam Ashita Bhajantyatma Mana. So they have Ananya Bhakti, means no other side projects. It is just for Krishna. Gatva Buddhidam Avyam. And what are they doing, these Mahatmas? What are the Mahatmas doing? Satatam kritayantomam yatantascha dridavrataha. They're always chanting the Lord's name with and his glories with firm faith and conviction. Mahatmanastamam bharta dhaivam prakitam ashita satatam kritayantomam yatantascha dridavrataha. Namashantastu mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasite. They very much enjoy discussing the Lord's glories. Nitya yukta upasite. They can be eternally, constantly, daily, every day engaged in this way. They don't have Bhagavat saptaha. They have nitya sapta, nitya Bhagavata sevaya. Always engaging in Bhagavata shravan, Bhagavat katha. Not just 7 days. Gyana yagena cha panye yajanta mam upasate ekatvena prithakvena bahuda vishvato mukham. So he gives some clarification. What are these different types of people that worship him in different ways? One who sees him as the oneness, ekatvena, which he's already described as the mudha. Pritakvena, and he will describe the Pritakvena, those who think he is divided into many as devatas. And those who see him with throughout the universe, Vishvata Mukham. So then he begins to describe those who see him throughout the universe. Aham kratu aham yagya swadahamaham ashudam mancharhamam evajam hamagdiraham hutam pitamahasya jagata mata data pitamaha vejam pavitam komkara niksama yajur evacha gatirbata prabhu shakshi nivasha sharanam shuhit prabhava payanam stanam nijam vejamavyam tapyahamaham marsham nigranam yuchajamita mitishchaiva mitishcha sarasachchaham arjuna. So he's saying, aham kratu, aham yagya, swadaham, aham ashodam. So he describes all the ingredients that are used in a sacrifice. Aham, and then he says, gatir bharta prabhu shakshi. Gatir, I am the goal, the enjoyer, the master, Shakshi, the witness. We have the play coming up of Shakshi Gopal. Gatir Bharta Prabhu Shakshi Nivash. I am the refuge. Sharanam and Shuhit. I am the most dear friend. Prabhavam Payalam Stanam Nijam Bijam Avyam. So he describes how a person is seeing different aspects of the Lord within everything. I am death, I am life, I am the Omkar, I am Rik, Sama and Yajurveda. So that is called Vishvata, Vishvata Mukham, seeing the universal aspect of the Lord. And then he describes the worship of devatas. Chavidyamam Soma Puputa Papa Yagya swagatam paparyate te punya mashadra sharenda lokan ashtanti divan divyan divideva bogan. So he says, those who follow the path of the three Vedas, Trivedya mam soma putapap, they can drink the soma ras. Yummy, yummy. Trivedya mam soma putapap, yagya swagatam paparyate te punya mashadra. Se punyam ashadra shurenda lokan ashnanti devyan divideva bhogan. Bhogan means to enjoy. Divideva, heavenly delights. So everybody wants to get this heavenly delights. So Krishna says, you worship devas through the intense process given by the three Vedas. You can enjoy heavenly delights. Then he says, okay, let me get the first word, because I forget the first word of the verse. 9:21. Te tam bukpa swagatam vishalam shene punya martalokam vishanti. Evam chari dharma anupapana gatam gatam kama labante. But when your credit runs out, how many of you have ever been on a cruise ship? We have one of our devotee family, Hare Krishna. You've been on a cruise? I don't know if you... Yes, you, Prabhu? No? Okay, he's offering his obeisances to the Lord. Anybody here been on a cruise? Okay. How come you're not there on the cruise? Yeah, why are you not... Did you? Why are you here? Why not you're on the cruise? Temporary. How long were you on the cruise? 3 days. Why not more? How come you didn't go a few years? Shine punye. Shine means is becoming lost. When the money is getting finished, you can't stay on the cruise. So Krishna says, you can go to higher planets, but shine punye martyalokam vishanti. When your punya that brought you there runs out, martyalokam vishanti. Fall back to earth. What is earth called? Martyaloka, the place of death. Why? Because people live 100 years. So small. Devata is living 100,000. How long does Brahma live? 311 trillion, 42 billion years. So we live such short lifetimes. But Krishna says, you go there, you fall back down, and you get no... what is it? You go when you go on a vacation, and you bring some back... What is that? Souvenir. No souvenir from Indralok. Do you have any souvenirs from Indralok? No souvenir. So we'll give you a nice boat, and then we say you can go on a nice cruise, but at the end it will crash. So Krishna says, Anugatam kama labante. So what do you achieve? You achieve nothing. Then he contrasts that to bhakti. Ananyas chintayantomam ye jana parupashate tesham nitya abhiyuktanam yogakshamam vaham yaham. So those who are unalloyed devotees, pure devotees, what does that mean? The pure devotee in this sense does not mean the person who is on the Mahabhagavat stage, on the stage of only loving Krishna, but means their spiritual life is only for the sake of Krishna. They're not interested in jnana yoga and merging into the Supreme. They're not interested in heavenly planets, going to the higher planets. They're not interested in some type of material benefit. They just want to love Krishna. That is called Ananya Bhakta. We're not saying that the person is completely on the Mahabhagavat stage, that they're totally perfect, but their path is perfect. Everyone understand that? That is called Ananya Bhakta. Prabhupada, sometimes the word pure devotee is used in different ways. Like there's different types of pure devotees. There's a Kanishta Adhikari pure devotee. There's a Madhyam Adhikari pure devotee. Meaning that they're just devotees of Krishna. Maybe not advanced, maybe middle, maybe fully advanced. So in this verse, Krishna says, Ananyas chintayantam ye jana paryupashyate tesham nityabhyuktanam yogakshamam vahamyam. So Krishna says, I will be there for my devotee. I will carry whatever they lack. I will preserve whatever. I will be the support of whatever qualities that they have. I will hold and retain that for them. So there was one person named Arjuna. And he was not an archer. He was a Brahmin. And he was reading this verse. And Krishna says, Vahami. So any of you have studied Sanskrit in grade school, you'll learn Vahami, Kadhami, Pibhami, Pashami, Likhami, Pathami, means that you are the one doing it. How many of you have heard of Modi? Raise your hand. Have you ever heard of Modi? So if Modi had the paper came out and Modi says, if you vote for me, I will come to your house and cook for you. So this Brahmin, he was reading this. He's like, what? Krishna says, Vahami, I will carry. I will personally come there and carry whatever you need. So the Brahmin said, no. It cannot be Krishna personally that comes. Krishna can expand his shaktis, his energies to carry out. Just like the universe is being conducted by, as we heard earlier, by his will. He can expand his energies. He's not going to personally come and do all these little things to help his insignificant devotee. So what did that Brahmin do? He took his pen. He took the Gita. He scratched it out. And he changed the words to be suitable to his understanding. Vahami. He said, no. Cannot be Krishna's directly. It must be some aspect of Krishna. So he went out to beg. What do Brahmins do? What are the six duties of the Brahmin? Anybody can share? Six duties of a Brahmin. Patan, patan, yajan, yajan, dana, pratigraha. Patan, patan, like we said, patani. To study and to teach others what you have learned. Yajan, yajan, to worship. And to engage others in worship. Dana, to give charity. And to distribute, to receive charity. So the Brahmin went out, Bhiksha, Bhiksha, Bhiksha. Bhiksha, Bhiksha. And as he was gone, some two very beautiful boys came to the house. Very beautiful. One was blackish. And one was whitish. They had big stick, big burden of rice, dal, ghee, sabjis, all nice ingredients for cooking. And the wife was so happy. She said, oh, come inside, come. You sit here. I'll start cooking. So you guys sit and eat. My husband, did he, ask you to, donate this? They said, yeah, but your husband is a terrible man. He beat us. We want to leave immediately. We don't want to see. He forced us to come here. He beat us and even scratched our tongues. What kind of person does that? Scratching someone's tongue. And so the wife, she was very upset. Boys left. She started cooking. Now in India, in the old days, wife would wait for the husband to come home and make sure they would eat together. She wouldn't just start eating. But he comes home, everybody's eating without him. He says, what is wrong? And then she's looking at him. She pulled out the rolling pin. She said, how could you beat those boys? They were so nice, so beautiful. How dare you? He said, what? Boys? I didn't see any boys today. What are you talking? He said, one was blackish. Don't try to lie to me. I saw them. I even saw the scratches. One was whitish. One was blackish. And so he immediately understood, oh, I shouldn't have crossed out that line there. That was Krishna. And he was proving his point. I will carry. Ananya Shintayantamam Ye Janaparu Pasha Tete Shanitya Bhuktanam Yavakshama Mahamyaham Ye Panya Devata Bhakta Yajante Sharayan Vita Tepi Mama Vikunte Yajanti Vidhi Purvakam. So Krishna says that Ye Panya Devata Bhakta Yajante Sharayan Vita, those who worship Devas, they're actually worshipping me. But avidhi purvakam, they're doing so in the wrong way. Not according to proper vidhi. Yanti deva prita devan bhutiyan. Yanti deva prita devan. What's the next line? No, yanti deva prita devan. Oham hi sarva yagyasya. Bhoktacha Prabhu Evacha, Natumambabajanati, Tavanachavyantite. Because I am actually Ahamhi Sarva Yajnam. Of all yajnas, Bhoktacha Prabhu Evacha. I am the enjoyer and the master of those sacrifices. So people who do all these Vedic sacrifices, they're actually worshipping me. But Avidhi Purvakam. Ahamhi Sarva Yajnasya, Bhoktacha Prabhu Evacha, Natumambabajanati, Tavanachavyantite. Yanti deva prita devan. What's after that? Yanti deva prita devan. Pritirin yanti pritivrita. And then next line. Bhutani yanti bhuteja yanti mam yajinopyam. So he says there's not the same destination for all different types of worship. You worship devatas, you go to planets of the devatas. You worship the forefathers, you go to that planet. If you worship the ghosts, Bhoot. Then you become a ghost. But if you worship me, you stay with me. But the Krishna says earlier in the Bhagavad Gita, but if you stay with me, that is the place that you never have to take birth again. What's after that? What's next one? Okay, now is the next letter. What is the last letter? G. So G stands for the glories of bhakti. So he now explains how bhakti is so cool. Very cool. Bhakti. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhakti priyachiti taraham bhakti prahitam ishnami priyatatmanaha. So easy. We already discussed. So easy. Just offer some nice food if it is done with them. Love. Yat karu is, yeah. Yat karoshi, yat ashnashi, yat juhosi, the dasi, yat tapasyasi kunteya, tat kurvasman marpanam. So whatever you're doing, yat karoshi, yat ashnashi, whatever you're eating, whatever austerities you're doing, whatever hard work you're doing, whatever you're giving away, do that as an offering unto me. Shubhar Shabhar Paleva Mukshase Karma Bandhanaya Sanyasa Yoga Vimuktamam Muktamam Apashase. This is actually the way to become renounced. If I walk into a bank and I say, all this money is yours, I give it up. Yay, everyone, the money is yours, I'm giving it up. They will say, Mudha, get out of here. Get out of here, fool. If you're thinking it is yours to give it up, then you have a misconception. It's not yours in the first place. So like the son, he can use the father's money under the father's guidance and supervision or under the supervision of the mother. He can buy a gift for the father. But if he's just constantly taking the money from the father and using it to play video game, you know, now they don't have arcades. Maybe you buy the video game, but you need a credit card, like the app or buying some coins or whatever. Going to the store, buying candy. Without the father's knowledge, then the son would be in trouble. But if the son uses that same money under the supervision, he buys something for his father, then he is not sthena, he is not a thief. So what in this way, you become free from karmic bondage. So Krishna, he describes that he is impartial to everyone. He's empathetic and impartial. The material world works perfectly, and therefore he's completely impartial. Samaham sarvabhuteshu namedveshtino stina priha yeva jante tamam bhaktya maiteshu chapyaham.
I'm equal to everyone. But, yeah, there's a clause there. But one is a friend in me, I'm a friend in them. Wait, so how is that fair? So Krishna has already discussed this in fourth chapter. He responds accordingly to your response towards him. If you're apathetic towards him, he's apathetic towards you. If he wants to kill, you want to kill him, then he'll kill you. You want to come as Kamsa Hiranyakashipu, he will satisfy your desire, but he'll come with the same mood. And if you want to love him, he wants to love you. If you want to say he doesn't exist, then he won't see any reason for his existence. Because, oh, you'll say, my devotee, this person does not want me to exist. I won't exist for them. I will, in their heart, give them arguments against my existence to facilitate their independent desire. So, but those who serve me with devotion, I'm a friend in them and they're a friend in me. Now, Krishna takes this to a very extreme level. He says, that devotee, whether he is very badly behaved, not like you guys. You guys are very well behaved, isn't it? These boys, always good boys. 100% of the time, every second of the day, yeah? So he says, apichet sudaracharo bhajate mammananyabak sadar eva samantyavya samyag vavisito sisaha shipambhavatmi dharmatma swashantim nigachete kunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashate. So he says, my devotee, even if he is badly behaved. No, even if he is horribly behaved. Arjuna, you have to consider him a sadhu. Wait, what? He said that, yes. That is my order. If a person has devotion towards me, you must consider him a sadhu. So Arjuna said, well, how about when he is behaving bad? Is he not a sadhu then? He said, no. He says, swashantim nigachati, in all of his parts. They said, okay, well, if he lives his life horribly, and the end of his life, he becomes good. That's okay. What if he's bad his whole life? And Krishna says, still, no, you have to consider him a sadhu. That is my heart for him. I'm totally sold out to my devotee. Shipram bhavatmi dharmatma. I will quickly make him a righteous person. Arjuna, you declare this very boldly that my devotee never perishes. Now, why doesn't Krishna just say, I declare? Because sometimes Krishna breaks his promise for the sake of his devotee. But the promise of the devotee is as if it is written in stone. So he says, Arjuna, you declare this, Pranashanti, that my devotee never perishes. This is all the glories of bhakti. So even if a devotee has all kinds of ill habits, he is a mango, hard and sour. But leave it on the tree, soft and sweet. That is the process of devotional service. It turns that hard and sour mango into something soft and sweet. All of us here may consider ourselves very clean. But if there is some construction worker covered in dirt and he goes into to take a shower and we peek into the window of that shower and say, hey, you're filthy. No, that guy is potentially cleaner than all of us because he's actually in the process of being clean. So there are those who don't practice bhakti. They may be brahmanas, they may be so paka. But the potential for them can become to become dirty. But the one who is in the process of cleansing, pavitram, devotional service, has the potential to become fully cleansed. So therefore, Mamhi Partapya Shritya Pepi Shu Papayonaha Shiva Vaishatha Shudras Pepi Mam Paramgatim Kim Brahmana Punya Bhakta Rajajasatha Anitamashukam Lokam Bhaktamam Pajashvamam. Probably messing up some words here. Praptamam Imam Prapya Bajashvama. This is rusty on this chapter. So he says this devotional service is only for tan-skinned people with a thread in India. Is that what he's saying? No. He says for everyone. Women, children, even businessmen. This most highest form of spiritual life is available to everyone. He says, what to speak of like great pious kings and very devoted priests. Everyone can take to this process, which is knowing that the world is anitya and ashokam, full of, is eternal, temporary and full of miseries. Mamhi partapya shrita yopusha. What's the next one after that? We just did that one. Then after that? Okay, here we are. In 2 minutes to spare. The essence of the essence of the essence of the essence. Because we said chapter 9 is the essence of the essence of the essence. This is the essence of chapter 9. Man mana bhava mad bhakto mam yaji mam namaskuru mam eva sakti yuktayavam atmanam mat parayanaha. So there are two verses in the Bhagavad Gita that are repeated, and this is one of the two verses that are repeated twice. This is repeated in chapter 9 and chapter 18. So Krishna says, man mana, always think of me. Now who is always thinking of Krishna? Okay, the gopis are always thinking of Krishna. They're trying to forget him for 1 second. And we are struggling so we can think of him for 1 second. So one acharya has explained that this verse can be seen as stages of progress. So Krishna says, always think of me. You say, no, I can't do that. He said, then, bhava mad bhakto, become my devotee. Practice sadhana bhakti. Shishirada kalachanji ki chai. Practice sadhana bhakti. Chant 16 rounds of japa. Wake up in the morning. Mangal arti. Follow 4 regulative principles. Read Bhagavad Gita. Read Srimad Bhagavatam. So someone says, no, I can't do that. And he says, mam yaji. Well, then just worship me. Have a nice picture, altar at home. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna. Offer some incense, some flowers. He say, no. Incense costs too much. I want to, a cable TV, have a nice cricket show from India coming in. How can I spend this money on incense? Then I have to spend some time. And so much TV shows are there I'm going to miss. Or I want to go to this restaurant, that place. How can I spend 5 minutes a day, Yaji, this worship? 5 minutes, 20 minutes. No. You know how much one stick of incense costs to this day, Krishna? If you pay for it for me, then maybe. And then Krishna says, okay, mam namaskuru. Okay, at least offer your obeisances unto me. Hopefully we can do that. Sometimes we don't want to do that either. And they said, in this way you'll surely come back to me. So that's very nice. He makes it very easy. So this is chapter 9 of Bhagavad Gita. As just a short summary, there's so much more you can get out of chapter 9. So we encourage all of you to study and read. I will stop here and ask if there are any reflections, any questions, anything you want to share. Essence of devotional service. So Nectar Devotion defines devotional service as to serve Krishna without motivation for fruitive results or desire for liberation, just to please Krishna, to make Krishna happy. And how do you, one way to make Krishna happy is we go through his representative. We please Krishna by pleasing his representative. And so all of us are here, and this temple is in the line of Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya means to share bhakti. Share this process of devotional service. So you yourself may feel very shy to go and invite people to the temple. But somehow you have to have the mood of being part of that mission. Even if you're not in the front, be in the back. But somehow, see your service as part of the mission of Lord Chaitanya. If you want to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. For example, you can dress the deities and just think it's me and Krishna. But if you dress the deities in such a way that you're thinking, I want to dress the deities of Krishna. So the people who come here will be inspired. And all the new people who come in here will be inspired in the service of Krishna. Then that worship is through the mission. It goes through, it pleases Prabhupada all the way up the Sampradaya, up to Lord Chaitanya, all the way, you know, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. So that missionary spirit, you get extra blessings there, because that is Krishna's soft spot. Like David Darshan, his soft spot is Rasagula. Yeah. So Krishna's soft spot is preaching. If you somehow connect to the mission of spreading the glories of bhakti yoga, then you get very special mercy. As Krishna says in 18th chapter, of this person who preaches my glories, no one is more dear. Any other reflections or... That's the 100th time I heard that question. So that question means, I've heard many different answers for that question because I heard that question so many times, but lotus feet means we want to be in the mood of service. We have to serve the spiritual master with love and devotion and serve Krishna. Oh. Anything else? Otherwise, ready? Anything? Any reflections? You're in chapter 8. You're right there. Right around the corner. Very nice. Awesome. So yes, everyone, please study this Bhagavad Gita. There's so much there. We just give just a nice summary. You'll see generally one verse, we can give a whole class. So now we just gave a class on all 34 verses. But one verse we could hear for days on days and days and end, and it is susukam and avayam. It is everlasting and joyful. So much is there. Hare Krishna. So we have some kirtan, and so everyone. Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada ki.